An international court in The Hague has begun a trial on the alleged war crimes of former Yugoslav and Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic. Milwaukee attorney Nick Kostic informally advises the lawyers who are helping Milosevic outside of the courtroom. Kostic says the Milwaukee area alone may have as many as 70,000 people who, like him, are of Serbian descent. Kostic says the Milosevic trial could dredge up some old biases against Serbs.
And there's going to be sort of another, I would call it demonization, or at least an attempt to make that ethnic group look bad. And of course that's going to impact on the local Serbs who have lived here for years. And by the way, it's a real concern on the basis of what we have witnessed from 91 to approximately 99.
Kostic acknowledges there are probably many people with ties to Croatia, Kosovo, or other areas who are happy that Milosevic had been brought to trial. But Kostic has several concerns about the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia that's handling the case. He says the tribunal is not a typical criminal court.
There's no jury trial. There's also an issue that you're not always allowed to confront all of the witnesses. You don't know who they are necessarily.
Kostic also says the tribunal tends to admit too much hearsay and allows uneven resources between prosecutors and the defense. Kostic himself will spend more time arguing before the tribunal later this year when he represents a former Bosnian president in another war crimes trial. The New York Times reports that the United States has fought the idea of a permanent international criminal court for fear that U.S. officials could someday be tried there. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.